Have you ever wondered why it was revealed to us of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ in the New Testament? I think there are many reasons why that this event happened. I think that many times the reason that Christ reveals himself in so many different ways is to increase our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's one means of increasing our faith. We're just going to look at this account of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. I'm reading now in the 17th chapter of Matthew. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them apart up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spoke, behold, a light cloud, a bright cloud, overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Well, now let's look back in the ninth chapter of Mark, and we'll see his interpretation of this same event that occurred. Ninth chapter of Mark. And he said unto them, Verily, I'm reading the first verse, and he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only, with themselves. Now we can also look in Luke, the ninth chapter. And it's amazing because when you look at the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, you see not only the power of God demonstrated here, but you see Elijah and Moses talking with Jesus. And they knew very much who Jesus was. And they were communicating and communing with Christ. And let's go now to the 28th verse of the 9th chapter of Luke. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him two men, which was Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory, and spake of his decease which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. Well, you know, I find that one really very interesting verse. Here that shows tremendous amount of insight into the communication that happened between Christ and Moses and Elias in the 30th verse and 30th and 31st verse of the 9th chapter of Luke. Says, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, his raiment was white and glistening, and behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory, and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. They already knew, Moses and Elijah already knew, that he would die. And they spoke of this here. They spoke of this very succinctly, what would happen. And they knew of this. Now, isn't that interesting that Moses and Elijah, when they were speaking to Jesus here, they were speaking of what would happen, the fact that he would die. And what he would accomplish at Jerusalem. And they appeared in glory. They were communicating with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes when we look at these things, we get a glimpse, just a glimpse of what heaven must be like. In paradise, when we will be fellowshipping and communicating with our Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes when we're on this earth and we're going through a great spiritual battle, and we are facing trials and tribulations of this earth, and God gives us just a glimpse of His glory, doesn't He? And that's what He did here with the Peter, James, and John. He gave them a glimpse, just a glimpse of His glory. He was transfigured before them, and His raiment became white as snow, glistening. And it said no fuller soap could make it any whiter. It was as whiter than white. And they saw His glory, that He was transfigured right before their very eyes. And a cloud enveloped them. And they saw Elijah and Moses and the fact that they were communicating with Jesus Christ and telling Him of His forthcoming death and what He would accomplish at Jerusalem. This must have been a great faith builder for Peter, James, and John. And Peter, of course, in like character, tried to immediately take over and say that let's build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you. But then there was a voice from heaven. There was a voice from heaven. And it said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." You know, that 8th chapter, the 8th verse of the 17th chapter of Matthew is very strong when it says, "And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." That should be our heart cry, that we should not look upon men, but we should see Jesus only and his our relationship should be one of focusing our eyes upon Jesus Christ and his completed work on the cross. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so this transfiguration was a faith builder, and it was also one to show Peter, James, and John not only the glory and the power of Christ and the fact that he had a relationship with the Old Testament saints and was communicating with them here in paradise, in heaven, and his glory was shown. But also, the whole thrust was, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Listen to Christ. We need to be, there's lots of voices out there today. The voices of psychology and philosophy and education. But we need to be listening to the voice of Christ, our Savior, when he says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give ye rest. Take my yoke upon me, on ye, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." And he says, also in another place, that all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all of those that come to me I will in no wise cast out. And we know that he died upon the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary and shed his blood and assured salvation for all of his people. "All we like sheep have gone astray, we've gone every one to his own way, but the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. For he was bruised for our iniquities, he was wounded for our transgressions, by his stripes we are healed." And he says in another place that, he says, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me have I kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." And in the 17th chapter of John, he says, "Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Those who are given to the Son by the Father, the prayer from Jesus Christ himself is that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And he says, "I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all the things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee." And he says, "I pray not for them alone. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. While I was in the world, I kept them in thy name, those that thou gavest me." Well, you know, this shows the power and the glory of Jesus Christ. And he prayed that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved me, and thou hast loved me. Father, I will be I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. James, Peter, James, and John beheld his glory there on that Mount of Transfiguration. But one of these days we're going to behold his glory. And he says, in his prayer here, he says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this transfiguration that shows us the Old Testament saints, Moses and Elijah, talking with you. And it shows your glory, and it shows that the Father saying, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. And that we should, our focus should be listening to Jesus Christ and his words, and be giving all the praise and glory and honor to the Son, who's worthy to open to the book, because he has redeemed us by his blood. He's gone to the cross. He's paid the ransom. He has, and God the Father looks upon us as being righteous only because of what the Son has done. Father, we thank you for this example, the transfiguration. We pray that you would help us this Lord's Day to exalt you and to realize that your glory, one of these days we will see your glory in all its fullness. You showed just a partial part of your glory to Peter, James, and John there at the Transfiguration, but one of these days we're going to see you in the most magnificent glory that's ever been shown, when you shall be reigning in heaven, seated on your royal throne, and you will light the glories of heaven with your presence. Father, we pray that you would help us to fix our eyes on Jesus this day and realize what you've accomplished for us. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.